So I'm going to talk for a short while, and then we'll come back and do some worship and pray. So if you've got a Bible with you, or a phone, you might like to turn to John chapter 8. And our main verse we're going to draw from is verse 12. And we are going to go forward from verse 12. So as you will have worked out by now, this morning we are focusing on the theme of light. And more specifically, Jesus being the light of the world. So what does this mean for us? John 8:12 says, "When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, 'I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.'" Jesus was talking to a group of Jews and Pharisees. Pharisees, I'm sure you would have heard that word before. And if you haven't, these are people that were seen to be the religious elite of their time. They would have been taught and they would have studied lots of what happened in the Old Testament. And some of those things might have been where, or would have been where God appeared as light in the Old Testament. In Exodus 3:2-17, God appeared to Moses through a burning bush. That fire, that light, calling him to a great mission. Then in Exodus 13:21-22, God appeared to his people as a pillar of cloud and fire, there's that light again, showing them the way on their journey. But here, Jesus is not a shining light. He's not visibly shining. But he is the light of the world, sent by his Father to be the light in a dark world. Jesus, God incarnate, God here on earth through his Son. Our young people performed a short sketch for us earlier, just now, depicting people trying to make their way through the darkness. But they struggled, didn't they? They struggled until their dad came with a torch to light the way. Remember I mentioned that Jesus was talking to lots of people, and some of those people were those religious elite, those Pharisees. Some of the others were Jews. Well, they asked in verse 19, you might want to look a little bit forward in verse 19. They asked Jesus, "Where is your father?" Now, remember, these people were the religious elite, the people that were, their job was to know everything about Scripture and to lead people to God. That was their main job. Well, if you ask me, I'd say they failed in that department. They were asking Jesus, "Where is your father?" Well, Jesus replied, "If you do not know me, then you do not know my father." This meant that they were in darkness. These people were in darkness themselves because they did not know God. And if other people were following them, were they not in darkness too? These people were leading the everyday people who were following them. They were leading them astray because they did not know God. Now, this is where we get up again. Well, two people at least are going to get up. I want two volunteers. Can I have two volunteers? Alex, you're always willing. Do you just put your hand up? Great. Can you come here, please? Another volunteer would be great. Lana, come here. That would be great. Now, I'm going to put this chair here. And Lana, if you come over here with me. I'm going to put this chair here. Okay. So what I want is, Lana, you are going to direct Alex from there to there, okay? You can do this. So, if you just stay on that side where that chair is. Alex, you come here. Turn around for me. Can you see?
No.
Do I believe you? Yes. Okay, right. So Alex, I'm going to spin you around.
What?
I'm going to walk you up here and then turn you back and turn you around. Okay. Now Lana, using your words, you can do this. You need to tell Alex how to get from there to there. So you can say, take a step forward, take a step left, take a step right. Okay, so down to you now, okay? So you need to get Alex from there to there. Follow her voice out. Keep speaking. Okay, stop.
Stop. This way.
Left. You're doing a great job, Lana. Keep going.
Keep going. Let it go. Forward.
Stop.
Stop.
Hey! Round of applause. Now, Lana did a great job. You can go back and sit down. That was great. Thank you, Lana. Right, Al, not so fast. Back here. And we're going to do the same thing again. I should have just kept it on, shouldn't I? But this time, I'm going to direct you. Okay? So, stay there, and I'm going to direct you, and you just listen to me. So, 3 steps forward. Stop. Now, turn 90 degrees left. Okay, take 1 step forward. Now, turn another 90 degrees left. You're not meant to be this clever, right? Another step forward. Now, turn around so you're facing me. Take 1 step back. And now open your eyes. Take your blindfold off. Hi, Al. Did you get to the chair?
No.
So, you can sit down. And Lana, just to let you know, you're much better at this than me, okay? You got him to the chair in about a minute, and I took about a minute to get him from there to there. Well done, Lana. Well done, let's give her a clap. And Alex, I suppose you should give Alex a clap. Guys, this is just a way of showing that sometimes we follow the wrong people. If Lana stayed there, Lana could have done that 3 times, I'm sure, 4 times, 5 times. I struggled, didn't I? I didn't even get him from there to there. I got him from there to there. Sometimes we follow the wrong people. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Good. Maybe we follow religious leaders, sports stars, musicians, YouTubers or politicians. These people might bring us pleasure. They might bring us knowledge, even short-term happiness. But if we follow them, follow in capital letters, doing what they say, doing what they do, maybe going where they go, they will just lead us to be stumbling around in the darkness, just like we saw in our sketch. Okay? It is not a sin to listen to Harry Styles. It's not a sin to read a Ruth Jones book. It's not a sin to be watching Cardiff City on the weekend. Sorry if you do. But can I tell you for certain that they will not help you walk in the light of Jesus? They might give you a nice afternoon, a nice evening, and that's great. But Jesus is the light. And you know what, guys? I've been through times where I block things out with these things. Cardiff City and films and music. And I try to block it out. But it never makes things better. They never make things better. They give me short-term happiness, short-term pleasure. But going back to Jesus, refocusing our eyes on Him, it's the way we've got to go, guys. I promise you, it is the best way. Jesus isn't just the light. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now, Jesus brings us back to the Father. No one comes to the Father except through me. Guys, the real light is God. And Jesus leads us to God. There's no other way. There's no other way. We need to get to know Jesus, guys. And if you don't, I'd love to talk with you. And there are other people in here that would love to talk to you more about Jesus and how you can get to know Jesus more. Because, do you know what? He loves you so much. He loves you so, so much. He didn't go to that cross for nothing. He loves you so much. And guys, I just want to remind you again that there's no other way forward but to follow the light. We saw it in the sketch. They were falling over things. They thought they were bats when there were no bats. Guys, we must follow Jesus. Follow the light. He will light our path. And when we come up against the darkness, because you will. Being a Christian doesn't mean that you won't come up against dark times. This world can be dark. Jesus will always refocus us. We just look back to Jesus. Look back to the light. Pray for our young people. Pray for you guys. Father, I just thank you so much for the blessings of this church. The blessings that you have bestowed upon us through our children, our young people, and our adults, Lord. I just thank you that we are an encouraging church. And I pray, Lord, that this theme of you being the light of the world will stay with us through this week and beyond, Lord. Lord, I pray that we come to you, that we don't turn to other things, but we turn to you, Lord God, when we need to refocus our eyes on the light. Lord, and I pray for those this morning that want to know you a little bit more, want to get to know the light of the world. Lord, I pray that they would have the courage to speak up and to approach somebody within our congregation that can lead them to you. Lord, I pray for those that are not with us this morning. May they be children, young people or adults. Lord, I just pray that they're all well and safe and that they come back to us and we'd be able to tell them of the great time we've had this morning. Lord, I pray as we go into our days and go into a new week, Lord, that we see you as the light of the world, that we see you, Lord. And I just pray that we don't neglect to keep praying for those countries, these parts of the world, these people that are desperate, Lord, to see your light shine. I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you all. Shall we say the grace together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.